You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, where we look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30pm with Luke Elder, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Andy Holding in the studio. Good racing to look forward to as well with the Oaks and Derby trials at Lingfield. We've got good racing at Ascot and Haydock as well. And there's also Hexham and Nottingham in the afternoon and Thirsk and Warwick in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio is Dale Gibson. Hi, Dale.
How are you, Mark? Very well, thank you. Good to see you.
Yep, and yourself? I'm good, thanks. We'll start with a look back at some of the things that happened on Thursday, because the derby picture changed somewhat at Chester, and with the news that Galileo Gold won't run in the race.
Yep.
Midterm shortened up at the top of the betting, 3-1. Mining still in there, by the way, 5-2 with a run. US Army Ranger out to 5-1. And a few people suggesting... That it wasn't a truly run race, shall we say?
Yeah, it was just a muddling event, wasn't it? Port Douglas certainly ran above himself. He actually gave the winner £4. So in itself, it was a very good effort. Pulled a long way clear of the third. It was messy. The stewards did right to look at it. On another day, they may have found Jamie Hefferman in breach of not obtaining the best possible position. He did give the horse a couple of backhanders. He did lug in right-handed. I just felt, as a former professional, in the last 50 yards, he maybe could have done a little bit more. And had I backed the runner-up, I would have felt a little bit aggrieved. I wasn't particularly impressed with the winner. I thought the track found him out, but then Epsom might find him out as well.
Yeah.
So the derby picture is no clearer, put it like that. And I think there's an opportunity for... a winner or a horse that runs very well in a trial to really step up to the plate. I mean, there's quite a lot of each-way value there in the market as it stands. And I think the next couple of weeks could be crucial. So somebody taking a chance on two or three at longer odds, I wouldn't put them off at all.
Yeah. In terms of US Army Ranger, if you're trying to find positives out of the situation and you're not looking at the rides, perhaps, the fact that he didn't really handle Chester too much. He'll have learned a lot from that, though, won't he?
Yeah, that's a very fair comment. I think his mind will have been improved by the fact that he's gone round a tight track. It was only his second start, having won at the Curragh prior to that in different conditions. He just takes some time to get his act together at the Curragh, but that was on heavy ground. It was perfectly good racing ground yesterday. So again, he will improve for that. And let's face it, it's with the master trainer and the master jockey, Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. If those two can't get it right, then we're struggling, really. But I just think from actual form perspective, though, he still has to improve his game to go and win a derby. You know, we're talking about the ultimate test for a three-year-old over a mile and a half. But I wouldn't be overly confident that he would necessarily go and win the derby on what we've seen right now. Midterm for me, I was impressed with him at Sandown Park. He saw the trip out well. He had a race. He galloped out strongly. And I think we'll see a little bit more if he turns up at York.
Yeah, I think of the trial so far, midterm has been most impressive myself as well.
Yep.
We've obviously got the Dante meeting at York next week and a few other things along the way. It's going to change again, isn't it?
It's going to change, absolutely. It's going to change, obviously the trials in Ireland, and there may well be a dark horse come out of France. We don't know yet.
Mm. Let's talk about Galileo Gold as well.
Yep.
Won't run in the derby. The genetics test, the gene test came back, and apparently there's less than a 1% chance that a mile and a half would be his optimum trip.
Yeah.
Then again, you'd have presumed that anyway.
But
apparently they're going to go... stay at a mile, Irish 2,000 guineas next, and aim to make him into a top-class miler.
Yeah, I can see why. They might end up going a mile a quarter with him a little bit later in the year. We'll see. Obviously, got Galileo on the dam side, so there's a little bit of stamina there. But it'll be interesting to see how he takes his next race. But he won well. He got a good positive ride. He galloped out very, very strongly, and you could only be impressed with what he achieved at Newmarket.
Anything else on your mind, Dale?
I mean, I must say, I was at Newmarket and hugely impressed with Minding. I mean, yeah. I really was. She just took the eye. It was a true classic run. Runner-up Ballydoyle ran very well from an unpromising position at halfway. They're going to be split up now for the rest of the year, and it comes to a back end race somewhere.
Yeah.
But they'll have options all over the place now. They'll be in every big race all around the world, and I would imagine they'll split them up. But Minding is a proper filly, and Ballydoyle isn't that far behind her.
Is there a way to split up to put Minding in the Derby and leave Ballydoyle in the Oaks?
Good question. They'll take a view, particularly maybe after next week, and just see where they're going. But she's still got to go another half mile, Minding.
Yeah.
This is a big, big test of a racehorse. From early May to early June, stepping them up 50% in trip is a massive increase. If you're doing it in lesser increments, you've gone a mile and a quarter and they're seeing the trip out well, then you think, okay, there's only one Derby or only one Oaks, we will go and step up for a classic. But personally, looking at her style of running, she travelled superbly. Ryan really had to only make an effort for about 3 seconds to get her into top gear, into overdrive, and she just put the race to bed. I had doubts whether she would get a mile and a half.
Fair enough, yeah. That boot, that turn of pace, that speed doesn't always lend itself to
it. It doesn't. For me, she'd be a penalty kick in the Irish Guineas. And if she went to Royal Ascot, she'd... And in the same form, you know, they may well go down that route. They may go Irish Guineas and Royal Ascot.
Okay, well, let's leave that there. Plenty more to look ahead to on Saturday. We're going to look at some of the action from Ascot, Lingfield and Haydock, and we'll get the thoughts of Dale Gibson on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we'll spin through these in chronological order. So we'll start in the 2:15 at Haydock. This is the Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle. A grade three was the Swinton Hurdle, and it's over 2 miles. Field of 17 to go to post here. And Chittabello has already been quite popular in the market.
Yeah, it's always a good betting heat, this. Hopefully they'll stand their ground and they'll be each way betting. Giving everybody an opportunity. Dan Skelton's had his yard in terrific form all year. Harry Skelton's been riding absolutely out of his skin. Won at Ayr last time, fresh and well. That was 3 weeks ago. Every chance of giving you a really good run for your money in the Swinton. I would look at the each way angle here as well, just because of the dead 17. It's a competitive race and track position is very, very important at Haydock Park. Yes, there's a long old run up the straight. Yes, you know, there's a fair bit of time to get yourself organised, but they tend to go a gallop in this. All set to go on the hat trick. And I think you've got to include him in your calculations. He's a 10-1 shot. Sean Bowen taking the ride. He's been just cannily placed so far at the likes of Taunton and Wincanton. But he's a horse who's suddenly got his enthusiasm and some confidence in himself now. And he's just a horse to maybe keep on the right side. I think he'd give you a real good run for your money round about the 10-1 shot. Of the remainder, give a shout out to Warsound, who won this last year off a mark of 140, but he's off 148 here. Possibly that £8 is just going to do for him, but they're taking off a valuable £5 with Kieran Gethings, who's good value for that £5 claim. Just maybe take a look at him in the market tomorrow. He's good value for his £5, and just take a little bit off that additional penalisation. Course and distance form, big fan of it. He wouldn't be out of it for me, but it might just be worth taking a view in the morning and just seeing where we go.
If I had to push you now, which of the ones you've picked?
I think win only, I'd look at Chittabello, and I think each way at the likely odds of round about 10-1, I go all set to go.
Good stuff. Let's move to Lingfield then. We've got a couple of trials there. The Oaks trial, Philly Stakes, is the first one. That's at 3:25. A listed race over the extended mile and 3 furlongs. And Rafe Beckett has a good recent record on this. He seems to target this race. He won it with Honour Bound a couple of years ago, Secret Gesture in 2013, and went on to finish second in the Oaks. And he also ran Look Here in this race, finished second in this race, and then went on to win the Oaks. So it's a race he targets, and he has Mountain Bell in this year's Renewal Dale. So so that's where we'll start.
I was quite impressed with her victory at Windsor 3-4 weeks ago now. It was only a maiden, but she won well. And obviously with connections wanting to get some black type into her, she's a filly with quite a lot of improvement in her small field. We generally only get small field in this Oaks trial. The ability to handle the track is important. However, she's gone round Windsor. You'd hope she'd go round Lingfield Park as well. There'll be a little bit of juice in the ground. On the turf track, but the ability to come down that hill and handle the contours of Lingfield is important. They're all relatively lightly raced. She's my idea of the winner, but you've always got to fear Aidan O'Brien when he brings one over. Seventh Heaven won at Dundalk last time out. Steps up and has to step up on what she's achieved so far, but you've always got to respect the O'Brien team. An Architecture, having won her Nottingham maiden last year, she takes her chance from the powerful and in form Hugo Palmer yard. Of the others, they've got to step up, to be perfectly honest. I think they've probably got to find a little bit from somewhere. But for me, I'll go along with Mountain Bell to make it 2 from 2.
Mountain Bell then for Dale there. Let's move on to the Derby trial at Lingfield. It's at 4 o'clock and another listed race of the extended mile and 3 furlongs for the 3-year-olds. Start with winning story here, Dale. Only had the one start. It was a winning one.
Yep.
Further progress here?
Yeah, I don't see why not. One at Newmarket, cheek pieces on, James Doyle taking the ride. No reason why he can't pick up on what he achieved at Newmarket last time out. They are stepping him up, as you would expect, thinking, right, we just want to see how good he is now. But they're not messing around with him, and he'd have to be on your shortlist. But I would maybe take a chance on Calm Top, owned by the Prince of Wales, Royal Harness the Prince of Wales. Ran green on debut, but that was hugely impressive at Newmarket on second start. He won absolutely doing handstands. Absolutely bolted up. Couldn't do any more than win. Admittedly, the third horse keeps the form down a little bit, Bluebird, but he did win well. The one reservation I would have with Calm Top is the track. Huge difference from Newmarket to Lingfield Park. I mean, you couldn't get two different tracks. And that is my slight reservation with Calm Top. He's got a little bit to find on official ratings. Official rating is 98 in comparison to a couple of the others. Humphrey Bogart 101 and Land of Hope and Glory 103. But the handicapper is maybe just guessing about his overall ability. But if he handles the track, Calm Top's got an exceptional chance at 3-1.
You take a little chance on him then?
I would, yeah. Humphrey Bogart did nothing wrong at Epsom last time, but he's had 2 runs now this year, and it may just be the peak of where he's at, so Calm Top.
Calm Top then for Dale there, and we finish off in the 4:15 at Ascot, the Victoria Cup, a Heritage Handicap over 7 furlongs, just the 29 runners to start out here. And we'll start with Predominance, who's lightly raced. He's only been out of the frame once in his career, and relatively impressive last time.
He was, yeah. He won very well at Haydock. Pretty well weighted still from the powerful Haggis Yard. He's drawn 11, more or less in the middle of them. He'll have the chance to go whichever way he go, whichever way that Pat Cosgrave decides to go. Every chance, but boy, a 29 run at handicap. You know, you can run 5th or 6th here and run the race of your life. Very, very tough. Hold Tight needs to step up on what he's achieved so far. Won on Lingfield Park early in the year. Been kept fresh and sweet since then. He's going to have to step up on what he's achieved, but you'd have to give him some sort of a resemblance. Outback Traveller, course and distance winner, ran quite well on debut and is now with Robert Cowell, was formerly with Jeremy Nasida. Martin Harley taking the ride for Robert. This could be a very interesting runner, Outback Traveller, and I think he's an each-way bet for me, Outback Traveller.
Outback Traveller then each way. Robert Cowell's picked up a few this year and done very well with him, hasn't he?
He has.
He seems to have the magic touch.
Oh, absolutely the magic touch. I was very lucky. I rode him his very first winner as a trainer. Mary Cornwallis at Lingfield Park over 5 furlongs, yeah. If it had been 5 furlongs and 20 yards, she'd have got beat because she was basically a short runner. But I won a couple on her. Robert's a very good trainer, particularly of a sprinter, and he seems to get inside their heads and he knows where he's at with them. But Outback Traveller, he's got a fair amount of ability and I think he will give you a run for your money.
Good work. Let's just have a little bit of a summary then, Dale, before you go. If you're
sure, yeah.
For Saturday.
2:15, the Potemps Knotwork Handicap Hurdle, formerly known as the Swinton Hurdle. My selection is each way, all set to go for Paul Nichols and Sean Bowen. That's in the 2:15 at Haydock. In the 3:25 at Lingfield Park, which is the Oaks Trial, I will rock along with Mountain Bell to back up her recent Windsor victory for the Rafe Beckett team. 4:00 at Lingfield Park. Carntop, again, Rafe Beckett. Fran Berry, owned by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales. Carntop, who won so impressively last year at Newmarket. Hopefully he can step up a little bit here. And then in the 4:15 Ascot, it is a little bit of a case of put your pin in it. We know it's wide open. However, Outback Traveller has got very good course and distance form at the track, and I take him each way to run well.
Good work. Thank you very much, Dale. Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday.
Thank you.
So there you go, the thoughts of Dale Gibson on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Luke Elder, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Andy Holding in the studio. We've got Trials Day at Lingfield. We've got a good card at Ascot with the Victoria Cup and the Buckhound Stakes on their card. We've got a mixed card at Haydock with good racing in both cards. Hexham and Nottingham alongside that, and Thurscombe Warwick in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.